Climb in and hold on tight, KID crew, because we are driving the conversation. It's time for the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota on KID News Radio 92.1 and 106.3.
All right, KID crew, there's a lot for us to get to. So I mentioned to you this story out of Rigby. We're going to get to the phone in just a second here. A 16-year-old girl walking down the hall and attacked from behind. When I saw this video, I was sick to my stomach. And what was particularly disturbing was the young people who stood around and laughed and videoed it and didn't help. Now, look, my point in bringing that up isn't to blame or shame them or create more bullying towards them, but it is a wake-up call. And the question is, what are we going to do about the desensitization that has occurred? Kids are desensitized to violence, and this is kind of a prime example. Let me head out to the phone line right now. I have got Jules Kimbrough on the line, and this was her family member who was attacked. Jules, thanks so much for taking a moment to chat with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This is so hard to watch. As I saw the video, I literally was deeply disturbed. Kind of take us through, from your perspective, what has been going on with your family. This is just unbelievable.
Well, first of all, the outpouring of love has been so incredibly touching. And watching a community come together and say, we need to do better. We need to have talks with our children. I don't know how many messages I've received. My sister's received 500 messages saying, I've shown this to my children, we've sat down, we've had these discussions on stepping in and helping and also not being part of the problem, you know, and so the outpouring of love has been very touching, and it's been sad to also see myself included attack an innocent person, and I became part of the problem, and that came to light yesterday after my sister met with the superintendent and he showed her video footage that didn't match up with what my niece had said happened because she had just been punched over 50 times in her head and she wasn't thinking clearly. And for that, I am incredibly sorry that poor teacher has received such backlash and anger in her own community. And I hope that she's listening. I hope that somebody that's listening that knows her tells her how incredibly sorry I am for that.
Well, you know, Jules, I think that in these kinds of situations, emotion does sometimes get the better of us. And I mean, as I watched that video, I was saying to myself, if that was my kid, I would be storming the school, because you see that kind of violence against an unsuspecting teenager and no one helping, and it is so deeply disturbing. So I don't want you to beat yourself up, because I think I think your family has been through enough to see that video. It had to be really gut-wrenching for you and your sister and all of your loved ones to watch your family member be attacked in that way. And as I watched it, I was found myself saying, stop, someone stop this. And
I've never, like, I watched it and I felt like I was going to throw up. Like, a lot of people have been like, that made me sick to my stomach. And I'm like, it like literally did. I bawled my eyes out for hours having watched that, because when my sister went to go pick up her daughter, she was told, hey, there was an altercation. Your daughter didn't seem to have any part in getting it started or anything like that. But she is hurt and you need to come pick her up. And then we got the video footage later that day. And it was devastating to watch that and be blindsided with that. And my niece has braces, and so her mouth was cut up, her nose was bleeding, her eyes blackened, and there could have been some real damage. And there needs to be change, because there needs to be firmer consequences on the first offense. We can't wait until the second or third offense to get people the proper help that they need, get them in a facility that they need where they can get the proper counseling and start healing, so they're not angry and they're not not a danger to society. And this is my problem. This is one of my biggest problems with this, is when schools don't properly discipline children, they become adults that nobody can discipline anymore, you know?
Right.
And so a lot of children come from homes that they're not safe homes, or they're verbally abusive, or they're physically abusive, or whatever, and their only safe place to go is school. Their only safe place. And it should never be a question whether that is going to happen for them or not, if they're going to be able to walk into a safe hallway. You know, and so I've had so many feelings, so many emotions. So I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for those wounds will heal and she will be okay. I'm grateful that there wasn't worse damage, like a concussion or you know, head trauma or something like that. But those internal wounds, nobody coming to help her up off the floor, nobody coming during the attack. That's what's so painful for us as family, to know that for years that is going to have consequences.
So true. That was, as I watched it, Jules, the thing that was so devastating for me is to see all these kids and no one is even moved to action. And it is a wake-up call. This isn't about shaming those kids, but it's saying, what are we going to do to deal with the fact that violence has been normalized for a lot of kids? And I love, Jules, that you pointed out getting these kids that are the offenders help on the first try, because here's the thing. As you watch that video, there's nothing normal about what that attacker did. That is not normal behavior.
No.
You can see that there is some pent-up anger and frustration and some deep wounds and some serious issues that need attention. And just ignoring it, you're right, it's going to create more and more problems. I think we have to start looking at that. And it's easy sometimes to say, well, that's an evil person. But it's always much deeper than that.
That's a troubled child.
You hit on that beautifully. You know, anger is a secondary emotion. We know that. And it usually is pain that doesn't really know where to go. So I love that you brought to the forefront that idea of, you know, let's get them some help. We are getting close to a break, Jules. I would love to keep you on and continue this, because I am so impressed that you have received such an outpouring of love, and I would love to give you a chance to talk about those positive messages. I think that is something we should celebrate in our community, people reaching out and trying to make a difference where they can.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I'll keep you on. We're going to go right to a break and we'll continue right after this. More with Jules Kimbrough right after this.